While LA is making the leap to cut the most carbon-intensive fuel used to generate electricity, the rest of the world is slow to give up its coal. The International Energy Agency reports that global demand for coal far outpaces non-carbon energy fuels. Robert Bryce is the author of Power Hungry.
When you look at where the other cities globally that are as big or bigger than Los Angeles, particularly in the developing world, in China, in Vietnam, in India, they're building coal-fired power plants left and right.
Why? Because it's cheap and it's abundant. The LA Times reports that the plan to reduce LA's dependence on coal and use more natural gas, solar, and wind will cost more than $600 million. The price of natural gas is volatile. In Arizona, the major power supplier, Salt River Project, plans to reduce its dependence on coal over the next decade from 53% to 42%. Tom Cooper directs resource planning and development.
I mean, moving towards a sustainable energy future in the long run is an important concept for everyone. But, you know, I think we have to be careful not to get ahead of the technology and fundamental economics of the question.
Currently, LA is selling its share of the Navajo Generating Station, where it gets much of its coal-fired power. That sale is another challenge for the power plant. But Cooper says putting millions of dollars into the Navajo Generating Station to meet proposed EPA standards is still more cost-effective than replacing it with natural gas. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.